أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 31 of Surah An-Nisa. Before this verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has spoken about the preservation of wealth, the preservation of life. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ. If you abstain from the kabair, the major sins, مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ, that which you have been prohibited from. Kabair is a plural of the word kabira. And we often hear when ulama speak about kabira sins and saghira sins. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the kabair, the plural of kabira. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us that if we abstain and we keep away from the kabair, just for our understanding, what is this concept of kabair and saghair, that is a plural of the word saghira, which means minor sins? One aspect to it is that we have three different categories. One is the category of kufr and shirk. Insofar as kufr and shirk is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive a person that has committed kufr or shirk. That in this very same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. Then we have, besides that, sin, which is now divided into kabira and saghira. However, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, كُلُّ مَا نُهِيَ عَنْ فَهُوَ كَبِيرَةٌ, that man should not be in error with regards to these aspects of the shariat. Because the reality is that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited from, looking at the greatness of Allah ta'ala, looking at the qudrat and the power of Allah ta'ala, whatever earns the displeasure of Allah ta'ala will be regarded as major if a person embarks on it. This concept of kabira and saghira in reality is to differentiate between the two types for our understanding of the magnitude. What is kabira? Is that all those sins in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has either spoken about the consequence of the fire of Jahannam, or for that matter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's la'nat, Allah ta'ala's curse. In other words, somebody carries out the sin, and Allah Ta'ala then promises the fire of Jahannam for that person. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his ghadab. Allah Ta'ala speaks about his wrath. Or Allah Ta'ala speaks about his la'nat. Allah Ta'ala speaks about his curse. So that is one aspect. Then in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about those sins which will earn a person the punishment of this world by way of penalty. So all of this has been included in the kabira sins. The number of kabira sins, once a person commented to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there are seven major sins. So he said, from 7 to 700. However, Ibn Hajar Makki rahmatullah alayhi has stated in his kitab, and he has enumerated and enlisted 467 such sins that will be regarded as major. Other ulama have enumerated 70 major sins, but it is how a person would divide the sins. So this is just a brief outline with regards to major sins and the minor sins. So minor sins will be everything besides that. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying here that if we abstain from the major sins, we keep away from the major sins, then نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will forgive the minor sins, your minor deeds, your minor sins. Now how we will apply this verse by way of an example. A person leaves his home with the intention of stealing. In order for him to commit that theft, he's going to make some kind of preparation. Maybe prepare perhaps some kind of tool or weapon that he is going to use in fulfilling and embarking on that sin. All these preparations carry on. And then when the person comes past, he sees the masjid and he comes to the masjid, and he decides now to change his mind about committing the sin of theft. So all the preparations to this major sin would have been regarded as minor. The preparation of the weapons or the tools or the equipment or whatever he would have used, all of that would have been minor. Had he carried out the action of theft, then those minor sins would have been against his name, and so would have been the major sin of stealing. But now when he kept away from the stealing, because khawf of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, realization of akhirat, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if he kept away from the major sin of stealing, Allah Ta'ala will forgive now the minor sins of all the preparations and everything else. Here the commentator, Allama Shabbir Rahmat Uthmani Rahmatullah Ali, gives the example of a person going out to steal, and he goes to the masjid to steal. But then he decides to read 2 rakats of salat because the realization had come. Now what would have been a sin, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of the ibadat itself, and probably the steps that he had taken now will also be rewarded as an ibadat in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, and we will cause you to enter a graceful entry, graceful admission, a graceful place. That in this dunya, if a person keeps away from the major sins, then the minor sins also Allah Ta'ala will forgive, like we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very famously, a person performs wudu, and of course he does it with a great degree of sincerity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Then as he washes his face, the sins of the face are removed. Now what sins are those? Those are the minor sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. He washes his hands, Allah ta'ala will remove the sins of the hands, and like that the legs, etc. So that is another mode of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiving. Allah ta'ala says in Mu'min, Allah ta'ala is ghafiru dham qabili tawb. On the one hand, without even asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala would forgive. Make tawbah for the major sins. For the major sins to be forgiven, we have to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. So we make tawbah to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the major sins. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about this great rahmah of Allah, that provided a person keeps away from kufr and shirk, if a person commits a major sin, he makes tawbah. The minor sins also he can make tawbah to Allah ta'ala, but because of these deeds, coming to the masjid every step, Allah Ta'ala forgives one sin of that individual, and all of that has been included. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us, keep away from the major sins. If we do that, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive our minor sins, and Allah Ta'ala will keep us on iman. The last aspect is this, that often we have this question being asked, that is this a major sin or a minor sin? Somebody put this question to a great alim, a great scholar, a great sheikh, and he responded in a way that will make us understand. He said, your question is like this, that a person takes one little coal and one big fire and he puts it into his house. And now he asks the question, which one will cause a greater fire? The big fire that he has or that little piece of coal that he has? It is obvious that any one of the two, even a spark, may gutter any building, and hence the whole issue is that it affects our iman and it affects our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.